Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna have a ball. And hello, welcome to Muscle Sport Radio. It is Monday, December 18th. Wow, what's up for Pete Kenny? All my friends. We even have Christian Duke in the house under the assumed name. Everyone, welcome. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope everyone is getting ready for Christmas. Yes, Christmas. Not Kwanzaa, not Ramadan, not Hanukkah. I said Christmas. If you celebrate something else, get ready for that. I don't give a fuck. What do I give a shit? You don't give a fuck about me. I don't give a fuck about you. Jake McKenzie, welcome to the program, Jake. Yes, indeed. Jay Mazin. Oh, boy. What's up, Fruity? How the fuck are you, Jay? Jay Mazin, his fucking puppies. You have nice puppies. Remember WWE Attitude Era? Oh, the puppies are coming out with the girl's tits. The Fitness Mia, what's up? The nose doesn't celebrate Hanukkah? No, this is a guinea nose. It's bigger than a Jew nose. It's so big it has its own zip code. Yes, it could probably celebrate all of those holidays. Joe Wentz, what's up, J-Dubs? How the fuck are you? Everybody, I hope you've had a great fucking... And there is Christian Duque again. Christian, go talk to your fucking boss. I guess he doesn't realize that it is true what goes on here. Yes, indeed. It's going down. What's going down? Your fucking ratings? Oh, my God. You guys can't buy a fucking viewer. You probably tried. Hi, Fitness Mia. How the fuck are you? What's going on, everybody? It is another week. It's December. It is going on the 12th day of nostrils. A guinea gave to me. Amazing. You are on fire already. Hey, there's Rach. What's up, Rach? Rach, if you didn't get the fucking message, Christian Duque, the marketing director of Iron Mag Labs, is trolling our show again. I believe I watched the replay of Greg's show, and I saw you on there. So make sure that you see it on here because he's going to write it about 15,000 times. What's up, Joe? Just hanging out on my lunch. What do you got for your lunch? What's in your lunchbox? Ham and Swiss? I like ham and Swiss. That's nice. And Elena, the pink, the princess, the Barbie has joined us. What's up, everyone? Remember, don't fucking forget, MSM15, go to explicitlabs.com. It's L-A-B-Z. They have that Z spelling, so don't put S. You won't get them. MSM has nothing on Iron Mag Labs. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Son of Sam, he wants to write a letter to Robert Maggio. It's hard to get someone like Christian fired when they work for free. No, I don't believe he works for free. He works the MD for free. He gets paid by Iron Mag Labs. So it's like a three-way sex where nobody comes. Oh, my God. But feel free, Son of Sammy Davis. Who am I to stop? And here, Christian, this one's for you. It's my snowflake sticker. My buddy Steve sent it to me. Suck it up, snowflake. You suck a lot of things up. We have taken everyone you hired. No, you've taken everyone I fired, you fucking dunce. When do you fucking understand that? I fired Greg. I fired Comerica. I speak the truth. And then you had Rick, who fucking wrote for me. I can fucking, if I wanted him to write for me again, I'd say, Rick, you want to write an article? He would. Does Iron Mag have blatant racism and Tony Bennett references? I think not. No, they're a fucking candy fucking coated fucking place because they got to go by MD rules. MD rules. Johnny boy, what's up? I know that it's Christian because if fucking Dopey Ilias was writing that, it would fucking say Ugu fucking Aya Ion Mago Labbies and all of that type of shit. You guys can't buy fucking ratings. Holy shit. Crash and fucking burn, my friends. So did anyone catch the XFL return or new XFL? I'm not sure what they're going to call it. But the rival league to the fuck the NFL is going to be coming up soon. And Vince McMahon has a press conference scheduled for January 25th, which is the week off between the championship games conference and the fucking the Super Bowl. The network sucks. Here's Jim. I'll watch it home later. Okay, Mia, I will probably get this up because now I got the three camera angles, and that's what you don't have, fat boy. Three cameras. The two that you did run on Greg's show, I don't know. Let's call it one and a half. Prophet, what's up, my friend? Fake Prophet Muscle. How the fuck are you? So you never stood up for Comerica, whatever that means. Says you never stood up for Comerica. The guy he wanted me to fire? Oh, my God, please. Ilias, you're old enough to understand the fucking reference. Sybil. The movie Sybil. She has nothing on you have. She has 16 personalities. You have at least 32. Fucking weirdo. John Stana, what's up? West Coast John McMahon. Key and hour back in the house. Yeah, so Vince McMahon is going to hold a press conference on January 25th, and he's going to announce something with this Alpha Sports thing or whatever it's called. I forget. It's in the article I wrote the other day. And it's going to include professional football. Son of Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy, are you a fan of the possible rival of the fuck the NFL? I hope you are. I certainly hope you are because you saw yesterday more savagery by the Seattle Savages Seahawks. More savagery. And Marshawn Lynch, right under Michael Bennett in savagery with screaming and yelling again yesterday. Is he making the announcement on Raw tonight? You know what? I don't know. I think it's all going to be – I don't think he wants to have it associated with the WWE. From what I'm gathering from that little blurb that the WWE PR released and Deadspin was writing on it, from what I could see, it looks like – and we called that fucking first. My fucking inside source, Kefis. And you saw that on December 3rd. I'm a Lingerie Football League fan. Me too. And they do. They get you hard and they play hard. Yes, I agree. I do love the Legends. They call it Legends Football League now. I did reach out to them. I wanted to do some extra work with them because I used to do work with them when I worked at MD. I used to do a lot of stuff, interviews with the girls and stuff. And I wanted to do it again. I reached out. It's not the same guy I had my contact there with. I don't believe he's there anymore, the PR guy. So I just reached out to their regular media on the website, and nothing back as of yet. But on December 3rd, we posted an article on Muscle Sport Mag saying that it's ripe time now, and it would be great if the XFL came out now instead of in 2001, and maybe they could have garnered more support and maybe toned down the wrestling part of it. Is the lighting weird for everyone, Joey? But Maze, what do you think? The old lady did a good job this time. Well, it looks like Vince is trying to keep he's opening a separate entity, this Alpha, and he's going to have entertainment and sports with it away from the WWE stockholders, and it's going to include professional football, no further stuff left. Steph Curry, P. Diddy, and Stephen want to buy the Jaguars. I did see something like that. Fuck all of them. You know what? Fuck them. Let them buy a fucking shit team and a shit league. Nobody's going to be watching that league in fucking 5 years. Next year is going to be the beginning of the end. The beginning of the end for the fuck the NFL. Did you guys catch the little blurb I did of the cover coming out? The fuck the NFL cover of the new issue? Yes, it should be going to the printer today. Colin Kaepernick, P. Diddy, and Steph Curry. I want Colin Kaepernick to fucking suffer for the rest of his natural life and then even in the afterlife. He is such a fucking piece of shite, that fucking man. He is disgusting. He dresses like a 70s Black Panther. Good to have competitors. Yeah, expect the Carolina Black Panthers. You know what, Sammy? You may be right. You may be right. Yari, what's up, Yari? Yari, are we going to hang at the Arnold again this year? Or are you going to be at the LA Fit Expo? Because we are going to have a big contingent at the LA Fit Expo in 3 weeks, it looks like, right? It's 2.5 weeks, somewhere around that. So I'm hoping to see a lot of you folk, West Coast folk, out there. And we're going to have a big contingent. We're going to be doing some big videoing at the expo and at the bars at night. You see, that's what you get with us. You don't just get quarter turn to the right and a review. You get the expo with all the fucking asses hanging out, and then you get us fucking lighting our tongues on fire at the bar like Shoesmith did. You'll be up at the – oh, that is great, bro. And that's when me and you got to talk, and you're going to introduce me to the Condemned Labs guy that fucking signs the checks, and we're going to make him a fucking offer, bro. We're going to make him an offer he can't refuse like the Godfather. But it's not going to be threatening. It's going to be like, what? You charge only that much and give all of that away, and you actually do real videos, not like those pieces of shit on the other channel? Viking Vidal, hey, you're back. What's up, Viking? We got to get Cindy Kasperson and Guilty 84 on here. They're Vikings, too. Comerica Lick Oil. Oh, Prophet, you're always telling people to lick oil. You're such an oil-licking teller, you. But I am so excited for this XFL. I really wish Vince would, because if they bring it back as the new XFL or XFL, you know, part due, people are going to say, same old shit, here we go again. I think if he buys the USFL name, because it's got to be dirt cheap right now, because they can't, Black Olives matter. Yes, they do. I like Black Olives better than Green Olives. So, yes, they do matter. I forget which one I like. But the USFL is just like, third owner bought the name, and it's Biletnikoff's kids there. It's never going to happen. West Coast Johnny. Greg's popularity is waning on YouTube. 9 out of 10 people are calling him a liar. Really? If it wasn't for you, Joe, Greg, or the Iron Mag Labs crew, wouldn't even have the idea to do live stream shows. I'm pretty sure Greg even has a hard time ironing out a green screen, let alone going live. Well, you watch it and you can see. But I will say something. I will be honest and admit it. We were shooting here, me and Greg, last year, with the videographer, and Greg, I never stood up for you, Duque. I need a fucking stool to stand up to see you eye to eye. Do you have that fucking Marfan syndrome? Because it didn't work in your fucking brain or your fucking capabilities to entertain breaking news. But what the hell was I saying? Oh yes, we were filming here, and Greg, I cannot take credit for it, and the videographer can't take credit for it. Greg said, hey, why don't we go live on Facebook while we're getting ready to record? And we actually did that. And then I found out about the Instagram Live, or maybe the Instagram Live started right after that, one or the other. And I did the Instagram Live for one of our Monday shows. So he did the original idea with the Facebook. I will not lie. I cannot tell a lie. I did chop down that cherry tree, Daddy. No, Greg did have the idea to do the thing on Facebook, which we did for like a few minutes. All right, guys, we're gonna go live and get ready while we were doing like sound checks and shit like that. My time, 4 p.m. So you're trying to make me think you're Comerica Muscle. Kristen Bu, hey, there's the chick from England. What's up, Kristen? Long time no see. She's a subscriber to the magazine, and we had her photo in the, was it this issue with the C.T. Fletcher? Kristen, was it Fletcher issue? This is an awesome show, man. I have to get back to work. Don't know why I waited so long. Check it out. Gordon Frankie, be checking out. Thank you so much, Gordon. Good looking out, buddy. Bike Life, John Gotti. What's up, Dylan? How the fuck are you? Joey, don't lie. You can't afford the nose growth. I can't afford shit. Look at this fucking – look, I'm doing this fucking show in my fucking car, in my kitchen. Am I? Oh, no, that's the other show. In my cubicle. Where is Kristen? She's not in this issue. I can't find – I thought it was this one. it's probably the one before that. Chicks from over the pond rules. I bet New York is looking festive by Christmas, for Christmas. Yes, it does. It's a very nice I was in my old neighborhood of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn the other day. Yes, busy here with the gym. Yes, I think that you should do some stuff with us. Send us videos. I'll email you some ideas I have. But I got to have your tits in the videos. I'm sorry, I had to say that. You have beautiful breasts. You can't wait for the spring issue. Me neither. Yeah, it's why is Comerica butthurt? Well, why is the fake Comerica butthurt? I'll never forget the first episode of Ron Line I watched. Interrupted every 15 minutes, his wife doing the laundry. Because it's a Rear Window Harris in the laundry room. And I love Vince Goodrum's shower curtain fucking thing. If you guys haven't checked out Vince Goodrum tearing MD a new asshole, check his videos out. They're posting on RX. I don't know Vince. I've never spoken to him, never saw him. But he and I had definitely have many like thoughts. You see, Ilyaz, tell DiMaggio all he has to do is tune in and he can see that you're spamming my show and trolling. He took exception to that. Jessica Simpson. Everybody, all girl, MSM fam Jessica, and you're not going to steal her, Dick Hay, because she loves this show. Not only one, but two her classes in her first fucking show ever. So Uncle Spice, Uncleette Spices, New York City. Thanks. Hey, I'm on Long Island right now. So yeah, I'm just east of you, bro. The champ is here, Jessica Baby. Yes, Jessica Simpson kicked ass, clean fucking house, and walked away with two first place fucking trophies. I am so proud of you. Stacked classes too. Oh, wow. So I told you looked ready over a week or so ago. Big Rob, what the fuck is up, Rob? Rob had a nice picture of pizza pies the other day. We were both like drooling over them. But he could eat them. I couldn't because he had the photo. I just liked it. Jessica, join a real sports magazine. Jessica, Fat Duque, the man who's worn out his welcome in every media fucking outlet in this industry, is trying to get you for a show over there. So expect him to DM you. We could do great things. We're with MD. We're with the IFBB and the Pro League and the NPC. And those guys don't do that stuff. And we can make you a star. Trust me, he's Harvey Weinstein without the fucking sex. We can do Muslim. Yes, Kristen, I will. I am with the only. Yes, thank you, Kristen. I don't understand. Jessica, Kristen, I will email you. I don't understand how they can say that, Joe, you are pretty much the only real sports writer in this industry. Christian is just some nerdy substitute teacher. No, actually, what's his name? Kurt James is a sub teacher. Not a sub, he's a real teacher. But Christian's an immigration lawyer. Christian, the new crew blows. I haven't listened to it yet. It just started, right? The 15th was Mike's last day, so today's the first day. I've been in here all day. I should have put it on the radio on the computer. I should have streamed it just to hear it at one. I forgot. I was doing some things. I was getting a couple of it takes so long to fucking put these videos together with the three cameras now, but it's worth it because it's so much fucking bad. I love when that you can see your guys' thing on there. But yeah, Christian, get ready because you're not gonna have time to do fucking breaking news in bodybuilding, which there is no such thing as breaking news in bodybuilding. It's a fucking joke. You know, it's news. It's not breaking. Breaking. Phil Heath called out Louis. Come on, stop. Keep it real, John. We got you. We'll be here when you come back. Bring us a few beers. Christian, Trump is going to get rid of all of those fucking immigrants. So you're going to need to be that immigration lawyer that you're supposed to be. You're not going to have time to play fucking bodybuilding fucking, you know, color forms here. Who else remembers color forms? Well, Joe has been good to me from the beginning of my journey. I stick with the people who believe me. Jessica, I am going to do things with you on video. Don't get the wrong idea. That we're going to get you. We're going to blow you up all over the fucking place. And it's going to be for fun stuff. Not for, you know, bodybuilding. We're going to fucking your personality. It's not going to just be you and the fucking, the tan and the fucking the swimsuit thing. It's going to be you. You have a great story, your whole family situation. If you ever wanted to fucking talk about that, see, shit like that to me is very touching. And naughty thoughts, Joe. Yeah, well, did you ever see Jessica's pictures? Holy fuck, bro. You saw her on the live show last week. Of course I got dirty thoughts. Before I knock you out and make you lick oil. Hulk, sup, joint. Sup, Hulk, how the fuck are you? Jessica Simpson, we shall talk. You enjoy your wins now, and you go eat. I saw you with that, you posted with the, what was that, Starbucks muffin or something? The next morning or whatever it was. Naughty by nature. She's naughty by nature. That's a good name. We should start a band. Oh, that's right. Suck it up, Snowflake. That's for you, liberal. You get 30 I get 30 dots of... Luke, don't tell me you're a fucking pole smuggler. I don't really care if you are. Just don't grab my ass when you see me. If we see each other at a show, we can drink together. We just can't fucking kiss. Oh, my God. When I used to work in Manhattan, I used to get hit on by fags. It was the weirdest thing in the world, man. I was a lot younger then. I was a better catch. No joke. Okay, good. Iron Mag wants me on the cover for January. Prophet, I can't hold you back. Oh, that's right. They don't have covers. MD has covers. Oh, that's right. They put physique guys on there now. And male fitness models. And 20-year-old pitches the Flex Wheeler. Oh, my God. Johnny, I got to check that out. You got to send me a DM and tell me which – link me a video where they're doing that because – I'm not going to lie. I watch Greg's thing on AMD channel. I don't go to YouTube and watch it. Joe gets 30 thoughts when he puts on his testament. True story, 100%, Ken. Poor Kenny has read my mind. Actually, I do get 30 thoughts because my wife does it, and she stands in front of me, and I sit, and she's, you know, she does the thing. It has like a little comb when you squeeze it, and, you know, it squishes through your hair. So I grab her fucking tits and shit sometimes. Mikey Crazy, what's up, Mikey? And Vape Lady. What's up, Vape Lady Toronto? And my buddy Mikey the Crazy Hawk. Mikey, you didn't watch the football this weekend, did you? Hold fast, hold strong, hold true. Man will rescue our football Jones with the new XFL. We will have a real league to fucking cheer for with real rules about standing. I heard Kamara is on the cover for February, kneeling, holding a football with his wife standing. No, come on. Don't put people's spouses involved. You want to rag on somebody, you can rag on me. How's that? Hey, Simpson, what more natural? Your tan from Saturday or Joey's new hair color? Definitely her tan, bro. She looked maze, right? Did you pinch your helmet looking at those pictures, bro? That's a flop waiting to happen. What, Luke? I said a lot of things that I could relate to that with. How's it going today? I came in at a good time hearing you are titty grabbing your wife. Yes, yes, yes. I titty grab her when she squeezes the hair color in. What are my thoughts? What am I all thinking to the PCA now doing the USA? They just came in here this year. We had a few compete with them. My goal is to get competing in the USA. The PCA, I'm not sure. What, is that a federation that's out in UK? I believe I've heard of it. If that's correct, then that's right. Lucky Luke, XFL. Oh, it won't be a flop. No, no. They're going to get all the Trumpians. All the guys that have walked away from the NFL. Walked away from it. Such as myself and many other folk I know. Okay, Physical Culture Association. If that's not the same one as the NPC, IFBB Physique Elite or whatever the fuck they're calling it, the new federation. That is, let me look at my, I'm on their email list because Wayne D'Amelia and I are friendly. And all of the only people allowed to talk to him are myself and Kevin Greck. From Evolution of Bodybuilding.net. All these other pussies like Duque can't talk about him. Oh, fuck, that's so good. Holy shit. IFBB Physique America. Is that what you're talking about? That's not the same one, I guess, Kristen. But if there's another one coming into the USA, that's even better. The NFL is going to end up like Detroit. That's what 40 years of liberal leadership does to you. Yes, Nick, you are a smart man for a 21-year-old. And that's why I am saving my daughter for you. I told my wife I was trying. trying to hook you up on my daughter. And she's getting all pissed at me. I said, he's a good kid. He's a guinea. He loves sports. He lives local. They have gone huge here. Good. Well, you know what? Let them come here. Because it'll give us another thing to cover and another thing that the fucking cunts like MD are afraid to cover. Nick D, send DM Iron Mags. Nick needs to marry your daughter. Johnny's pointing a call too. I told him she's a good kid. She's going to have a teacher's degree. She's getting a master's degree. Amelia talks to Joey because he has the same hair. Boy, a co out in the 80s. Reminds him of the good old days. Remember Boy, a co? Dude, if anybody had a fucking best peak on a fucking bicep, it was co. He's pretty cool. I interviewed him years back for the original Muscle Sport Radio before Greg and Joe show came about. And he was telling me, I'm a Cajun. I'm from, you know, he's from Louisiana. Awesome splits in his bicep. Yes, he had a fucking, and he told me, he goes like this. He goes, I used to have a split before I fucking went natural. I can see, there it is, Maze. You see that? There it goes. There's a split. Larry Scott did too. What was I saying? Yeah, Boyako was saying when he was like a teenager and he started working out with weights, he got like, he felt his arms got really big. And he went up to his dad and he went, hey, dad, look at me. I'm muscular from working out. And he goes, my father never lifted a weight in his life, but he worked hard his whole life. He was like, I forget what he said his job was. I don't remember exactly, but it was a labor, hard, you know, an honest living job, hard living job, not like an immigration lawyer. And, he's saying that his father went boom and his fucking bicep just went boom and split. And he's like, he goes, he sent me, put me right back in my place. Joey will be working for us very soon. There's a better chance of fucking Jay Mazin not breaking my balls for a show about my hair. See, you idiots fail to fucking realize this is my own company. I must have been a bricklayer. It was something like that, John. It was like, you know, we're talking, that was probably like in the 40s or something. Maybe even late 30s, early 40s. I forget how old Boyer is now. But you have to realize I make my own schedule. I do what the fuck I want when I want. I do what the fuck with who I want. And if I want to tell someone to go fuck themselves, I tell them to go fuck themselves. I don't got to punch a clock. I have cool people like these fucking guys on this fucking feed besides you, Duque, that I fucking love, and we have a great time. I could fire myself, Rob. I could fire myself. You're fired! You're fired! Rocky Marciano was a bricklayer and had a full-time job even after his first 10 wins. Wow, yeah, you know what? I remember that. Wasn't that in Raging Bull. I'm fucking nuts. But yes, I did read that about Marciano. Joey was in construction, too. He made some issues. Yes. What size are you at, Duque? 11 and a half? Savage little beast with the ass. When you come back, I will pay you less for this. You're fired! Duque, we shall. If you make it to March before your fucking whole thing implodes over there, we shall speak at the Arnold Sports Festival. And I'll let the cameras will roll. Cameras will roll. It will be better than Palumbo's Bleckman Brem Room Bum Rush. And you guys know what that looks like. Foz, I'm trying to get you in. Let's see that. Are you wearing your hat? We're waiting for DJ Foz. The Brem Room Bum Rush. Why'd you decline? You invited yourself. Joe lifts joined. I'm Joe, used to lift. Now I'm just a fucking pussy. No, I still lift, but I lift pussy weights. How is he your boy? Why is everybody boy? Foz, I hit the thing to invite you, and it said you declined. Why would you invite yourself to a party and then fucking ring the bell and run? You leave a flaming bag of dog shit on the steps. Right there, the one right here. By sandwiching you is flaming bags of dog shit, Comerica Muscles, the fake account by Duque. You know, I really thought that you clowns were going to fucking get tired of this, but I am so glad. It is almost like the fake news, you know. The industry needs a heel like Christian. I find him. Nick, I do too. I actually find him entertaining, and almost in a mocking way. What is this shit? It's a fake account, Savage Little Beast. It's Christian Duque. From MD Iron Mag Labs, but MD doesn't pay him. Iron Mag Labs pays him, and he's bringing the stars, he called it, and he even included himself in that fucking description. I get tired of this bullshit. Comerica works for us now. I know he does, because you take my retreads. When are you going to get that? Dookie, yes, that's what he's called by Vince Goodrum. You got to fucking answer, Vince, fat boy. Come on, you can't let that just sit in there. You have to fucking come back and answer that. Because he fucking just torched you. Torched you and Rear Window Harris. With the shower curtain. I love that. It was great. Oh, Duque still thinks he's a bodybuilder. I got news for you. Christian Duque. Mason, can I? This is a serious question for the panel right here. What's worse, to be a fat guy and talk about bodybuilding, or have one day actually looked like you lift weights and look pretty good, I'm not going to lie, and then became a sack of shit, of blubber? The remake of The Blob. Instead of Steve McQueen, it'll be Steve Bleckman running around in the movie theater with him. So what is the Kristen, we've been going fucking nuts on the show. It's been great. You got to catch the replays on YouTube. So what's better, to love and lost or never to love at all in this way? To be in shape and then just let yourself go to be a disgusting fucking floppy, disgusting bag of shit, or to always be a fucking fat bastard and then be a bodybuilding coverage? It's worse to be fat, then buff, then fat again. Well, I can't say if he was fat, then buff. Can only surmise. But there is video footage of Duque out there, hammer curls, I believe it's called, Christian, on your old, long time ago videos. Love and Lost. We talk about ESPN. It's like grab tit and fucking get fired. I'm so glad those cunts are fucking just imploding too. That's what's going to happen. See what's happening to ESPN right now, Duque? That's what's going to happen to your fucking place. But with no sexual harassment, just bad fucking programming and no ratings and fucking layoffs. So yes, Duque at one time had muscles. Dorothy and ability about Christian is the fact that he has crazy genetic potential with his size. He's the heart of a llama and does do nothing with his genetics. If I was his size, I would easily be a professional athlete. I don't know. What do I think about the ES president firing himself? I find it hysterical because they have turned into the most liberal network that caters only to blacks. And that's not a racist remark. That's an observation and fact. Okay, SC6 with that fucking the black and the lady, the black lady and the black guy, the lady that got suspended. ESPN went down after Ron Harris did the exclusive Jose Mason interview. Dude, it was fucking boom. It was like rock bottom on SpongeBob, right? Black, what did I miss? We're talking about ESPN catering to black people only, and that's why they're fucking, they lost all their viewers. Oh, no, Boston Lloyd's my fucking buddy, bro. I love Boston. And I sound like Duque again. Christian versus Duque. I will referee. No problem, bro. Time and place. I'll fucking come there and half a night's sleep. Hey, Rach. I like Boston Lloyd. You have to know Boston Lloyd away from his posts. If you ever speak to him on the phone and it's not like reading his posts, he's a totally different fucking guy. Totally different guy. And I'm actually a very big fan of him. I think his posts are entertaining as shit. He pushes people's buttons. He gets reactions. He doesn't give a shit if they're negative. I think he is a fucking, I think he's an entertaining guy. And I think he's guys like him. That's why I have him fucking writing a column for me. I was there recently. I didn't see that, Luke, but listen, you're entitled to your opinion. I didn't see that here. See the Boston Massacre. Boston Lloyd. I like Boston Lloyd. Listen, if you think he doesn't bother anyone, well, he does. He fucks with people a lot, but I find it funny because this industry is such a cunty industry. ESPN has way too many women commentators. It just talks nonsense to me. Yeah. Some of them are good, though. I knew Boston as a baby. He's a good kid. Parents, too. They go in the front. Oh, yeah. Northridge, California. Yeah, he always talks about that. Everybody says his dad is a real cool dude, and his mom sounds like he always talks really good about his parents. He's a very family-oriented guy, him and Ariella Palumbo, his girlfriend. Why is Comerica sucking Christian off for work? I don't know. I don't think he's sucking them off. In all honesty, I like that he sounded terrible this weekend. All right, Luke, that's cool. Dude, I take what you say. It's your opinion. I didn't hear it, so I have no opinion, you know, so I can't say, no, he sounded great. Fuck do I know? I wasn't there. If there's a video of it, let me know. I'll look it up. I'll look at it later on, and you know. Even if he did, I still like the fucking guy because he needed whited little little boy blue. Hey, CWJR, that's that's in the next issue. You're in MuscleSportMag.com. Kat Vong, husband. I don't know your first name. I'm sorry. No such thing as Gold's Gym Northridge. This is a long time ago when John Lloyd, Boston Lloyd's father, used to train there. Unapologetic Motivation Joint. That's a fucking funny name. Handy Capable. Yeah, we're going to do some cool stuff with this guy, bro. Handy Capable Fitness. It's CW. Okay, CW Junior. I don't know if it was like Chuck or something, Charlie, or, you know, get off my lawn, you know, like fucking Wally. I watched Gran Torino again the other night. I love that fucking movie. What's going on, Joe? You tell me, my friend. I'm doing a show, and you're part of it because you're on it now, and you're going to have some good shit. We're going to do some great stuff. Is it true that Comerica raised the tranny? I have no idea. And why do you think people give into the delusion of changing genders? I think this whole gender thing is a fucking it's an Obama seed that was planted in 2008 and there is 8 years. I got to meet the Terminator last week in my gym here in Cullen. Who, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Or the guy that played the... Joe, find me a house to buy before I kill my wife. This house hunting is... Dude, I found my house. It was the 13th house we looked at, and that's fast in 95. I don't fucking... Hell yeah, we're going to do it, bro. You have inspirational fucking videos and the story, and I want to put them on MSTV, and I want to fucking get people to follow you. So follow Handy Capable Fitness. Trust me, it's very fucking inspiring. And if you bitch and moan that you got a little pull fucking muscle in your fucking shoulder or something, or you, oh, my arm hurts. And look at what this guy goes through. Denise, what's up, man? You missed all the fun, Denise. We were talking to Duque. Yes, vape lady, follow him. He's a fucking cool motherfucker. I shall. I got your email. I think I wrote you back. I don't remember, bro. It's been fucking stupid busy. And holidays, Christmas shopping. I like inspirational people. You're going to love this fucking guy then. No, I joke around, but I'm dead serious now. Serious as a fucking corpse. It's very inspirational. I don't know nothing about that tranny thing, bro. I highly doubt it, though. I was hoping to meet him at last year's Arnold Classic when I won my event. Oh, shit. Yeah, John, you had that fucking thing. You should change your fucking screen name to that, man. Add it, you know, like Robert was saying, Engel. Big Rob with the Hitman. I want to do my Christmas shopping. MuscleSportMag.com/store. I'll still keep those sales going. I'll do it till New Year's. I don't give a fuck. If you buy any apparel, even this shirt here, Muscle Sport Media shirt, I will throw in a back issue. And if you're in the U.S., it's free shipping. But I understand he is too busy slaying with Big Joe. Slaying! Me and Big Rob are going to be doing business together. Business in 2018. I like business. Taking care of business. I will look into that, Big Joe. Yes, and here is Kim to the T, to the Gil, to the Roy. What's up, Kiaid? What's up, Kimmy Kim, 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 Kim? What about me in Canada? Vape lady, send me a video of you in Canada. But the vape isn't, unless it's got steroids in it, it's not going to go over with the juice crowd here in this Remember, MSM15, you save 15% off your explicit labs, L-A-B-Z stuff. I need the t-shirt and pants here at Muscle Makers. We don't have pants. I was actually thinking of doing shorts because I see all the 5% guys with the shorts, and I thank them. More Muscle Sport minutes, please. Sammy, I actually, when I'm done with this because I got all the lights set up, I'm going to record about 3 of them. I have to just look back and see, okay, what's going on over the weekend. I'll do a quick XFL thing. Oh, so lift hard and eat smart. How about fucking get hard and eat pussy? Sick-looking graphics on that supplement. Yeah, right? It looks like fucking Iron Maiden. It looks like Eddie. Like Iron Maiden. Yes, they have fucking really cool all of their fucking stuff, man. They got three different supplements out. But they have other brands on their site and really cool shirts and stuff. The early 90s look is making a gym comeback. What, like the pants, Johnny? The Zubaz and stuff like that? And the fag bags? My wife told me she read something that they're trying to bring fag bags back. I'm like, I love fag bags. They were the best for the, you know, wearing sweatpants because you can keep all your shit in there. But that was before cell phones, so you didn't have as much shit. But your wallet, your keys. You know, if you smoke cigarettes, you had cigarettes. I'm going to the gym, but I got my cigarettes in there. I used to go out like that. I used to go out partying. Going to need, get the MSM thong. Any, CW, any apparel, thongs included, I will throw in a free back issue. And I know she's been subscribing for a long time. So if you do that, just DM me, like, the ones that you don't have. And if I didn't run out of them, because a lot of them I got sold out, I don't want to give you a double. I want to give you one you don't have. I want you to read something different. You know, I can even give you like the old ones, 2012 and 2013. What is the proper age to start my first TRT cycle? Sammy, I know your age, and you're way fucking early to even be asking that. I would say late 30s to 40, but get your fucking test. If your test comes back at 600, you don't need TRT. No, I did not see the Billy Martin story. I would love to. Billy Martin was a fucking great player and a great fucking manager and a great drinker until that last fucking time when he slid on the ice and smashed the car. I saw a guy in Zubaz pants, white high top legs, and the stringer tank top breaks it. Oh my God, that is a classic. Let's make, no, I am not making MSM mini bags. Follow IMAG Labs for better content. What do you think about that, guys? Is that true? Uncensored content that's censored? Supposedly, he wasn't the driver. Oh, is that? I know there was two guys. I thought Billy Martin was the driver. But he was blown out of his shoes, too, to friends. Your Yankees are killing me. I'm not I'm a Met fan, but I do respect and I enjoy the Yankees as a sports writer. I'm a no fan when I'm a sports writer. So I love covering the Yankees because they put great fucking teams on the field, and they are actually, you know, the farm system has been churning out some gems, man. They're getting stacked again. Yeah, you see the post that we put up. Our sports source Kefis is, you know, tip to Brian Cashman. Sign R.A. Dickey. Kim T's a Yankee fan. Yeah, she's got Giancarlo Stanton. You can't cheer for him, Kim. You're white. His wife said on the show she felt it was his buddy driving. They didn't even know. That's how bad the wreck was. They couldn't. The bodies got thrown out. The A's. Yeah, the A's, that's a rebuilding team. They had some great moments. I mean, you know. I mean, me and you are both old enough to know how fucking good they were in the 70s. I'm gone. Nice seeing you. Keep up the good work. Hey, send me a DM there, Vape Lady. Let's see what we can do together. I mean, some good stuff, you know, videos and shit. Respect them. My Red Sox need to get it together. Well, you know what? The fucking Red Sox have had, I mean, if you're a Red Sox fan, you can't really complain much. You've had, you know, titles close to each other, what, 04 and 07? Got her on and closed the gym. All right, Kristen, I will talk to you and as I will speak to Vape Lady. So we are going to be even more international. We're already in the UK. We got some Canadian subscribers, but now we're going to get some Canadian fucking maybe material. Billy Martin, yeah, that is true. Mike Morris and those guys, yeah. And what's his name? Fucking Brian Kingman was a left-hander. And Matt Kehoe, and yeah, Pavano, the Mets have the version with Harvey. Yeah, man, fucking Matt Harvey, he's Vita Blue. Oh, man. Remember when he was warming up in the Red Sox bullpen before, I think it was Bowie Kuhn, the commissioner, pulled the trade, and then he just had to take off his uniform and drive back to Oakland, or fly back, obviously. Vita Blue was traded from Oakland to Boston. And was even in uniform in Fenway warming up in a bullpen before a game. He wasn't going to start, but they were just, you know, they had him throw. And then Kuhn said Charlie Finley was just, you know, he was like like tanking kind of thing. And they, Dennis Eckersley was the shit. The thing about Eck was he was a great fucking starter. When he first came up with the Indians, he was really fucking good. And then he went to the Cubs. Appreciate the support, Five. I'm gonna do that. Yes, I will email you, Handy. I will definitely be in touch, and we will do things. Probably after the new year, because this is like a crazy week, and next week's a short week. But we will definitely be in touch. I promise. Scatana. Eckersley went to the Cubs and was good, and he started to falter a little bit, and then he got traded to Oakland and converted into a closer, and became a Hall of Fame closer. Not many people know that about Eck. Good. Lucky Luke. You know, Hoyt Wilhelm or Tim Wakefield. Oh, Wilhelm, without a doubt. That's why Keith is said to sign R.A. Dickey, because you can stretch a guy like that out. He's a 200-plus innings guy. He's an innings eater, and he can throw forever because he throws the knuckleball. He's not going to get fucking freaking Chuck Knoblock. Remember when he was throwing the ball in the stands? I used to call him Cockblock. Shuey! Oh, what's up, Stevie? Speaking of UK, Kristen Boutel from Muscle Makers Gym in the UK. I'm not sure what part. I have the address, Stevie. She's a subscriber and a fan. She was in on this feed. So you are a fellow UKer. And Stevie, she's got big fucking tits. Holy fuck. And she's got big hair. She would do good in the 90s and the 80s. She has this fucking really fucking cool hairspray hair. Jim, 1974, Jim. Jim, what's up, Jim? You've been here many a time. I recognize that fucking icon. Johnster shrugs. Where is Mr. Johnson? What's the deal with all these baseball players always spitting and look like they got a spare ball in there? It's chewing tobacco. Chewing tobacco. Fucking foreigners. That's chewing tobacco, Kenny. They chaw. They call it chaw. Happy Days. When I was a kid, they used to have a free can of Happy Days from Skoll in the back of Baseball Digest. We are all sitting. Oh, good. So you know her? Good. I hate working through to your show, Joe. This is priceless entertainment. John, thank you. You're a fucking huge supporter. You've been aces. You came on months ago, and you fucking always here, man. I appreciate it, bro. And I sent away for the free thing. They didn't ask for, like, how old you are or something. Joey shot a load into the tease bags. It's like, bangs. Thought on the one MLB play that took a knee this year getting a gun charge out in Oakland. Yeah, that fucking piece of shit, that backup catcher, whatever the fuck he was. I forget his name. Good. I'm glad he took a collar, that cock. Good. Fuck him. Hope he got his fucking ass kicked a little bit, too. Joint video. Yes, Steve. Yes. We can do stuff there. If you're near that Muscle Makers, I'm thinking we can do some shit there. LC Bland 46 wants to join the party. Let's go. More than happy. I put anybody for live here. Waiting for LC Bland. LC Greenwood, before it was fuck the NFL, around 93. Connecting. Oh, it's you. Who's LC? What the hell's that? What's up, Shuey? Good. How the fuck are you? What's going on? Yo, what's up? 5% in the house. Holy. Nice. Awesome. Beautiful. Shuey in the house, the UK ambassador. Everything is fucking swimmingly over here, bro. I am so glad to see you. It's such a breath of fresh air. you're not sleeping tonight. And you're pissing like crazy, right? Clen makes you piss. Oh, yeah. Crazy Hawk would be fucking jealous of that. Who, Rob? Right. So I'll be uploading that video, Joe. You can put it on YouTube. I'm sure it's kick ass, bro. Make sure you put all your plugs on it, whatever you want on it. Let me know, bro. The floor is yours when you do the videos. You do whatever you want on it. I'm going to preach that day to those. So everybody, Oh, Shuey, you're the best, bro. Is he out? Oh, he's out. That is Shuey. Shuey is the man, bro. Glenn eats away at your heart. Darwinism. Yeah, Glenn makes your fucking knees fucking shake and shit, man. And it's very easy to take too much. And it takes a long time for it to wear off. It's like double barrel purple mescaline, or so I hear. Oh, man. So 350. Wow. This fucking thing went quick, man. Let me see. Is this is fucking dipshit still around? Hang on, guys. No, he's not there now. Okay. He's not there now. Gotta love Shuey. Yeah. Shuey is fucking funny. He's doing videos with me. Lola Ryan. Yeah, Nolan Ventura. What a sack. He ran there head down and fucking Nolan just boom. Headlock. It was like a fucking wrestling match. WWE. Yeah, Shuey fucking texted me. Oh, I want to do interviews with these two guys. 5%. I said, dude, it's your video. You do whatever the fuck you want, man. If you want to interview the guy, do it. Let's see. What do we got, son of? Who is bigger sports icon in New York? Joe Namath. Ooh. I got to say Joe. I think you asked me that another time. I have to go Joe, Broadway Joe. Definitely go Broadway Joe. But the Messiah delivering the cup after 54 years, very, very close second. But because the 60s and the Jets were new and the whole AFL-NFL thing, holy. This thing, you know what it is? I got the iPhone Plus. It's big, right? So the stand I got, it doesn't fit perfect in there because it's for like a regular iPhone and it like squeezes it. So it starts to slip little by little. Like it's almost so slow you can't notice it. And then the spring just goes sometimes and then it pops it out. I gotta like try to put a little something in there to clip it better. It's just like a spring-loaded thing, you know? Like if you're trying to, like when they open the girl's cunt in the fucking, with the deceptives. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, right, guys? Joe Namath was like Ali, Captain. Yes, fuck Ali. I hate fucking Muhammad Ali. I have no fucking, I respect him as a fucking boxer, as a human being. He was a piece of shit. He was a fucking, and fucking, and Nick, ask your dad why Muhammad Ali is shit, and he will tell you exactly. Joe was one hell of a playboy, out with women all night, drinking, then on the field in the morning. Yeah, definitely. And he didn't take a knee. He couldn't. His knees were all fucked up. He never got up. Yeah, Joe Namath, man. I actually, I had like a brief interview with him at the Super Bowl media day. It was like kind of almost like a walk and talk because they were bringing them from one place to the other. And I grabbed the guy that was bringing them from like this radio station. I said, dude, just give me one fucking minute with him. I will do while we're walking. And it was like, you know, it wasn't what I expected it to be. Kaz, what's up? But I did get a almost chance to really interview Joe Namath. It was like I said, it was like a partial interview. Doesn't really count. I guess for bloggers like fucking Dickbag, that would be like he went out to dinner with him, you know? Rocky Marciano is the great heavyweight, 49-0. Yes, indeed. My pops passed away, Joe. Oh, shit. Okay, is your uncle the same retired also? I'm sorry, Nick. That sucks. I didn't know because what you said on the video last time. I'll tell you off air then. I don't want to say it on air. I believe 47 KOs. How fucking insane is that, bro? And I don't think they were ham and eggers back then. I mean, I know that they weren't pro boxers. They, like we were just saying, he had a real fucking job. He kicked Joe Louis's ass. Joe Louis was a fucking great fighter too, man. Though Joe Louis was the Brown Bomber. I mean, you see some fucking videos of those fights and shit, and that was boxing, man. That was boxing. I guess the last real great boxing, I'll even put Holyfield in there. You know, everybody says Tyson, but I Holyfield was really pretty special for a couple of years there. And then, you know, he got older and stuff. But, Joe, the line coming, I'm coming to America. What is it? I don't remember. I could just imagine. But I don't remember. I've seen that movie, but a long time ago. with what was that? The whoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, that guy, the fucking the talk show host was with Eddie Murphy. Esteban, what's up? They said it felt like someone smashing a brick into your chin. Who, the Brown Bomber or fucking Marciano? Or both, bro. Chris Eubank was one badass dude. How about Chuck Eubanks? You guys know who Chuck Eubanks is? The game shows? Yeah, boxing fucking Marciano. He did, but Joe Louis was a great fighter. Muhammad Ali got his ass kicked by Larry Holmes, and Larry Holmes got his ass kicked by Mike Tyson, but it didn't mean that they weren't great fighters. To be fair, Joe Louis, he did fight him at the end of his career. He did, but it still counts, just like the other two I just made. Fucking keep America great again. Fuck the end. I love you, Esteban. If I don't follow you, then I must DM me and say, follow me. I'm the fucking keep America great again guy. Fuck the NFL. He was, but that was in the line and the move. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember the whole fucking movie, though. It was so long ago, man. It was good, though. It was very funny. Eddie Murphy was hysterical. That for Eddie Murphy, that album with Ralph Crampton and Ed Norton, the faggots. The classic fucking, some classic fucking bits on there. We got about 4 minutes to go on the show. We're going to be back Thursday, 3 p.m. for the Ask Me Anything. Whatever you guys want, I'm going to invite you on the show again. Make sure, again, MSM15. I'm not sure how long that code's going to be good for, so get your fucking Explicit Labs, explicitlabz.com. He is off the radar now. I know. It's a shame. Do you think the Yankees are out talking to me deal for Ted Williams' frozen body if they forget a way to bring his ass back? It's just his head now, right? Well, did they not do that? Maybe they can keep him under fucking ice to bring him back. Fucking Splendid Splinter, Ted Williams. And, of course, $32 a year, free shipping in the U.S. And if you do it now, you get 5 issues for the price of 4. Christmas, kick-ass Christmas continues right here at Muscle Sport Media. Hey, little man, you must have just seen Rocky. Yeah, Eddie Murphy. Rocky time again, huh? All you white guys get up when Rocky movies come out. And not for nothing, it was fucking true. I see you Thursday. All right, Luke, thanks, man. Thank you, brother. You like that shit, John? Oh, good show, guys. I had a lot of fun today. We got to break fucking Duque's balls a little bit, as usual. He'll be back next Monday, of course, trying to promote fucking shows that nobody really gives a shit about. See you Thursday. Not if I see you. Oh, I hate when people are like, not if I see you first. Shut the fuck up, you fucking jerk off. Sugar Ray Robinson, best ever. Don't listen to a liberal agenda. Ray, never went down. Never put me down, Ray. You one crazy motherfucker. Great fucking line in Raging Bull. New Rocky Ivan Drago movie should be good. I heard something about that. I got to look that up, Esteban. See you Thursday. 158 remaining. It's been a great show, Joe. Only because it was your show, John. You were here also. This has nothing to do with Muscle Sport. This has to do with the fam, motherfuckers. The Hitman. He's part of the fam. He's going to be in the issue next time. Fuck the liberal agenda. I actually like the liberal agenda because it makes them look foolish all the time. Keep it going. Let them keep spewing their fucking rhetoric of shit. Rosie Speaks, Israel Trainer. Guys, it's been real. I've had a great fucking time as always. I'm happy to see all you guys coming in, but we're going to be clock is going down, and they're going to kick me off the air at the top of the hour. We're going to have some – oh, Nick, please have hard-hitting questions. I love your questions rule. Dig himself in a deeper hole. Yes, and that's why he's not firing Muller, whatever the fuck his name is, because he's making it – it's going to blow up in their faces. Keep him there. Guys, we're going to get cut off. Have a great rest of your week. We will see you Thursday before Christmas. Get some fucking – whatever it is, the NFL. Guys, great time. Thank you so much. I'll have this up on YouTube in a few days with the third camera feed showing, and we will see you Thursday for Ask Me Anything, MSM style. Have a good one, folks.